for Melbourne Airport parking. Now from under $10 a day. Book now at melbourneairport.com.au. Discover the best deals with Hello World Travel, the travel professionals. Visit helloworld.com.au today. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
I'm very disappointed. I wondered, because other presentations have been made at the Regent Theatre, and without being emotive, I wonder if it was John Kennedy, what they would do with John Kennedy if he was in the situation.
Hawthorn Footy Club are a great footy club. There's no question about that. They've had some of the all-time greatest players ever to have played. Eight legends, all names that we're familiar with, and they want to add Don Scott, which is entirely appropriate, but just where that presentation we made has become something of a sticking point, and that's why we had Don on this morning. He would like to have it presented to him at the Life Members. The Hawthorn Footy Club have indicated they want to do it at the annual general meeting. Is it a sticking point? Let's ask Justin Rees, who's been good enough to join us, the Hawthorn CEO. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim.
Thanks for joining us. We've spoken to Don this morning. He's honoured, of course, about the prospect of becoming a legend. His preference was to have it done at a Life Members meeting. Is this a non-negotiable for the Hawthorn Footy Club that it be presented to him at the annual general meeting?
I guess the first thing I'd say is that, you know, we don't want to get into a public spat with Don.
No.
Don's a much loved, much respected, great of the Hawthorn Football Club. And, you know, when the recommendation came through from the Hall of Fame committee to make Don a legend, the board was super supportive of that, very excited,
yep.
And really keen to embrace that and support that. So that goes through a bit of a process then. All of our awards, whether they be Life Member Awards, Club Service Awards, are presented at the AGM. And that's been the case for some time. Now, I believe it wasn't always the case, but it has been the case for some time. And in those discussions with the guys who were close to Don, they said that one thing Don didn't want was a big event, a big commercial event where a big hoo-ha was made. So we figured that we were in a good place. Now, we said, you know, the AGM was the appropriate place for two reasons. Is because that legend status is nominated by the Hall of Fame Committee to the board as a club award, where the board, on behalf of the members that they represent, actually are the people that present the Legend Award. Now, the Life Members was probably never a really good option for us because the Life Members isn't where the members are and it's not where the board are who are presenting the award. So our position on that was that, in line with all other awards, it should be presented at the AGM, and then, as a compromise, that could be celebrated at the Life Members Award, and we would love that and have no problem with that. So that was our position. I've spoken to Don on numerous occasions. They've been very respectful, cordial conversations. Don has told me that that is not the way that he would like to accept it, so he would like to decline. And that's sort of where we are at the moment. But, you know, the phone's on and the conversation's open.
Yeah, I guess the fact that there's only nine or eight legends in your history of your magnificent footy club and there's one more, is there scope then to have a little bit of flexibility for the presentation of the legend from a legend status point of view?
I guess, Gary, you know, the club would love to celebrate, you know. I mean, the award has to be, because it's an award from the members, who are represented by the board of the AGM, and that's where all of our awards have to be awarded and presented. But, like we do with lots of other things, then we would love to have a function to celebrate that award so as many people could get there as possible. I mean, everybody who goes to the AGM is a member, mostly long-term members of the Hawthorn Football Club. But we would love, you know, we're very, very flexible to having those, you know, to another function to celebrate that. And if that was the Life Members, I think our position's been clear with Don that we're really happy to do that.
Justin, if Don didn't make himself available, would you still go ahead and announce him as a legend of the club at the AGM?
Well, I think the way it works, Tim, is that when you are presented with the opportunity, so Don would have been given a letter signed by the president of the footy club to offer the legend status. He's already a member of our Hall of Fame and you get elevated to legend status. But Don would need to accept that. At this stage, he hasn't accepted it. So we wouldn't be in a position to award or announce anything unless Don was willing to accept it.
And at this stage, are you still communicating or has communication between the two parties completely ceased?
Yeah, no, I had a really good conversation with Don on Monday. As I said before, very respectful. Engaging, and Don, that's where Don said to me, listen, I've just made up my mind that I don't want to do this. And I said, you know, Dom, that's a shame for what we believe for you and the family and the many supporters and members that love you, but we respect your decision. Now, if that decision changes, you know, we're all ears. And as I said before, the phone's on and the conversation's open.
Fantastic. It's great to get the Hawthorn Footy Club's perspective on it. Justin, we appreciate you hopping on.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Justin.
So, Justin Reeves. Now, we like to think we're good friends with Don. I don't know if Don thinks the same, whether it's reciprocated or not. He certainly humours us to the point where we think we're good friends with Don.
Okay, what's your advice for Don?
We can sort this out. We can sort this out. I think Don, if I was giving him advice, and he might tell us to get stuffed, but go and accept it on behalf of the members, because the annual general meeting is where the members.
And
then go and celebrate it at the Life members, which the Hawthorn Footy Club will be prepared to do. So a little bit of give and take, Scotty.
Well, you and I think exactly the same way. I would be saying that same thing to Don. I don't know whether he would receive that advice from you.
I'm sure he would.
Or myself, probably
sure
not.
Take it on.
Is there somebody that maybe? What if we got Sam Newman to deliver that advice to Don? Because he does. He and Sam are great mates.
Okay.
Maybe he'd listen more closely to Sam than he would you and I.
Righto.